Have you worked with Gerard towards that type of stuff?
Me and him, we've worked through it, since I've been here. Especially in OTAs and over the summer. So it's not my first time actually doing it. Without Mayo being in, I've done it before that with a different type of personnel. So it's not my first time. And like again, I said, I got my teammates behind me that support me, and they look for me to make those calls. I'm looking forward to doing it.
Tante, obviously injuries happen in the NFL, but gosh, at least on defense, you feel like you guys have seen more than your fair share here.
We took a bunch of key guys falling down, with Vince and Mayo, and then TK, and all the other guys that are banged up. But it's football; it's all expected. One guy down, another guy comes up. So I feel like everybody that's here is going to help us win. That's why they're here. So as long as we communicate and execute the game plan, we'll be fine.
How difficult is it to switch between those three linebacker positions from strong side, middle?
It's not. Whenever you learn it, we don't get taught as a Mike or a Sam or a Will or a Jack. It's backers. The best way and the easiest way to learn something is know the concept of it. So once I know the concept of something, I know what each position does, and we all do that. Spikes knows the Sam, Jamie knows the Will, Dane knows the Jack. Everybody can be moved around, and it's easier that way, and it's easier for us to scheme different teams and stuff like that. So. It's not hard at all.
Have you talked to Gerard at all?
I haven't talked to him lately. Give him the space. Just let him clean out or whatever. I'll probably give him a call later this afternoon.
Now the Patriots officially put him on the IR today. Had you guys known before today that what was going on?
Not really.
A lot of people curious how the team will try to move on without him, and Jamie Collins is obviously one player that might be asked to do more. What are your thoughts on Jamie and what you've seen from him and what he might be able to bring?
I'm not sure which direction we're going to go with it. We have a bunch of good linebackers in that room, but as far as Jamie goes, he's a smart dude, very athletic, obviously. Probably one of the most athletic guys on the team. He knows the playbook. He's always quick to answer a question. Very smart dude. So I'm sure whatever they ask him to do or anybody else in that linebacker room to do, I'm pretty sure they'll all be ready to stand up and go.
Same thing with Dane, if you will.
He's definitely a vet guy, an older guy. Actually helps out a lot whenever watching film and giving out hints and checks and stuff like that. So either way, Dane or Jamie, whoever goes out there, I'm comfortable with both of them out there on the field.
Cool. And then for you, I've noticed the last couple weeks, it seems like you maybe haven't played as much as you were the first four games. Do you feel like, I don't know if you see it the same way, but do you feel ready to do more? I don't know how much of that is hamstring.
Whatever they ask me to do, I'm willing to do it. For whatever reason I'm out on the field, I'm sure Bill and whoever else has them deal with it, that's why. But now knowing, regardless of whether it's injuries or whatever it is, I'm going to have to set it up and get ready to go out there and do my job.
Because Vince is down and now Gerard's down, you're going to be the one in charge of the huddle. Do you kind of relish more of that leadership role, not just the on-field stuff, but off the field?
I feel like I do, but not so much as a heavier presence as me making sure to try and fill Mayo's shoes, because that's something that I'm not going to be able to do. I can't be Mayo. I'm Hightower. I can only do my job in ways that I feel like I should. But again, Dane, Brandon, there's all kind of guys, leadership guys around us, Devin, Steve, Gregory. So there's all kind of leadership. So I'm not going to have to go out the boat and do something that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. I just got to keep the front seven guys together, and then hopefully those guys have my back in the back end.